Where I saw a meeting, advertiser, I went.
因为我开始对神的事情，感兴趣，然后我去了，这个到处的这个聚会。
A conference.
然后呢，我也已经做好，决定来参加一个 Oklahoma Tulsa 的一个聚会。
So I was planning to go to Tulsa, Oklahoma. There was a conference take place at the Navy Center.
在那一个聚会要举行了。
And in the dream.
在梦中。
Before I went.
就是我离开的那天前一天的晚上。
Showed me how I would go.
主让我看到我怎么去到那里。
And he said when I would go to that meeting.
并且主说了，当我到达那个聚会地点。
He would place a woman.
他把一个女人会放置在那里。
On the line as we were.
就是我们排队的时候。
Standing at the end of the hall.
因为为了进入那大厅，我们在那排队。
There would be a woman that would stand in front of me.
那有一个女人啊，坐在我前边的，哎，站在我前边，排在我前边的。
And she'd be deaf.
她是耳聋的。
Totally deaf.
彻底耳聋的。
Been wearing hearing aid, but totally deaf.
是她已经做了这个戴上了助听器，助听器，可是他是彻底瞎眼的，他是95%以上的这个听不见声音的，简直是一个彻底的这个耳聋。
And in the dream I saw,
然后我看过的那个梦里头
that when I laid my hands on her ears,
把我的手放在他的耳边
they popped open.
他的耳朵突然打开了。
And so it was very stunning that the next day when I drove to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
非常的震惊，然后第二天我就照样去到了 Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Lining up there, then.
为了进去，然后排队。
As the line was moving, I was asking this woman in front of me, "Can you move? These people are moving. Can we?"
然后人们就按着这排队的次序要往前这么走的时候，我就跟我前面的女人跟她说：“你往前走一点嘛，你往前走。”人们进去，好让我们都进去。
Then she immediately looked back at me and did this and this.
然后这个女人就转身，然后跟我说，就这样，跟我做了这样的动作。
As in, I don't hear you. What are you saying?
她的意思就是我无法听到你是你刚才怎么说。
Look, I am deaf.
看，我是耳聋的。
Then immediately I remembered the dream.
然后我立刻的记起来了这场梦。
And good enough, her daughter was there, 41 years old.
好在那女儿在旁边，41岁的女儿。
And when I explained to the daughter, I said, "I saw your mom in a dream that her ears are going to open here today."
然后我跟她说了，我梦见了你的母亲，你母亲的耳朵今天在这里会打开的。
And she described in sign language to the mother.
然后这个人就是用自己手的动作来把这个意思传给自己的母亲了。
And I told her to remove her hearing aid.
我就跟她说了，把你的助听器也拿掉。
And when I laid my hands on her ears, they literally popped open in that crowd in the line there.
然后把我的手放在她耳边的时候。在那很多的人都围绕着的那个地方，就在那中间，他的耳朵就打开了。
And it became a huge drama right there.
这是成为了一个很大的事情。
Because I later understood that immediately she gave birth to this daughter who was 41 years old here.
因为我知道了这个人就是这个女儿，41岁的，就是这个人。生了这个孩子，这个女儿女孩自己的孩子，现在成了41岁的这个女孩的之后，她就失去了她的听力。这样一来，她是41年的这个耳聋。
When her ears popped open,
当她的耳朵突然打开的时候
，Every sound that was coming around was now too loud for her.
她身边的所有的一切声音对她来说太大了。
Even the way she was speaking to me, she was speaking at a very high voice.
这样一来，这个人就开始跟我说话，就很高声的、很大声的就跟我说。
It was such a big drama there.
这是一个很大的事情在那。
But when I went back home, then
这样，当我回家的时候
，start to understand that the Lord was indeed telling me, "Look what I've blessed in you."
我就开始明白了，好像主在跟我说，看哪，我赐给你的能力。
Now you can go serve.
你现在可以去服侍主。
Look, I have placed a gift here. You go serve.
看哪，我已经赐给你了恩赐，那你去服侍我。
Look, I've empowered you now. Go serve.
看哪，我已经赐给你能力了，你去服侍我。
So these are the things that eventually give me the courage to step out.
那这样的事情最终给我了勇气，然后让我迈出这一步。
And on the trail, he began now to give me the message to the nation.
然后这过程当中，主给我了信息。
And the message to the church.
要赐给列国，赐给教会的信息。
That is how the Lord called me.
这是主呼召我的方式。赞美主。
That's very, very interesting. Thank you for sharing that.
非常感谢你的分享。
In that calling, what was the message that the Lord asked you to relay to the church?
那在这呼召当中，主赐给你传给教会的信息是什么呢？
At that time, what did the Lord speak to you directly about?
这个时候主跟你说的话，
speaking to the church in this day and age.
就是跟这一代的教会啊，传给他们的信息是什么？
Thank you, Pastor Allen.
阿兰牧师，谢谢你。
I think that is the most important question in this entire conversation.
我觉得这整个对话当中，这是最重要的提问。
In the beginning, it looked a little fuzzy, very difficult to understand why he was speaking to me. He began to speak to me in repeated dreams, consecutive dreams, consistent on the same issue.
因为我刚开始无法理解为什么主向我显现一个事情，不断的、反复的、重复的，通过梦来向我显现。
And in the beginning, it became very tricky for me.
因为对我来说，这是不容易。
To really know how I was going to relay this message.
怎么样的，我把这个信息传给他们
？Because it wasn't a sweet message at all.
因为这绝我根本不是甜蜜的信息。
But later, when I understood that it was his message,
后来才明白了这是他的信息。
It wasn't my message.
这不是我的信息。
I was just being a vessel.
我只不过是个容器。
A messenger to deliver the message.
把这个信息传给他们的使者。
And that is what really sets the messenger free.
当我明白这不是我自己的信息的时候，感到很大的自由。
Aware that the message is not his, so
知道这个信息是他的。
In the first series of conversations,
就对话的第一个阶段。
Alan, the Lord began to exposition to me in different dreams and visions.
主通过不同的梦和意象当中向我显现，向我露出来。
The state of the church,
教会的状态。
And for me, that was very difficult.Because I thought he was speaking to all.
对我来说，理解这一点是很难，是因为，必须要面对所有的人来传讲。
And I thought the church was now the better one. I should be speaking to the world.
并且我知道了教会现在做得好，我把这个主的信息要传递的，这个对方就是这个世界里的人。
His central concern was the church.
可是神最重要的考虑是教会。
And so, in speaking about the church,
因此神说到教会，
he did not tell me to go tell them.
他没有跟我说回去告诉他们。
You have done it so well, and this blessing is coming your way.
你做了这么好，这个祝福你们会拥有的。他并没有这么说。
Show me the decay in the house of the.
他向我显现的这就是教会内部的腐败。
The Lord, the fall in the sanctuary of the Lord.
主圣殿的堕落。
And it is such a fall that it's such a fall that literally cut through from the priesthood into the congregation.
几乎就是从 牧师牧者开始到一般的平信徒彻底的都腐烂了。
Some of the central issues, the chief items the Lord presented.
主向我显现的，就让我看到的最核心的问题就是
Where the adulterated message that's being preached in the church today.
今天教会传讲的被污染的信息。
The message that is deficient of deliverance.
这是已经失去了救赎人的救赎罪人能力的信息。
That is wanting of the power to deliver from sin.
就是从这个罪当中要拯救他们的能力，必须要给他们传达的就是这样的能力。
The message that is so much centered around the things of the world, of the earth.
可是他们传讲的信息呢？这非常的以世界世上的东西为中心。
The primary gospel of the blood and the cross.
没有以耶稣宝血和十字架为中心的信息。
And so, that was the main concern. And the Lord was saying,
这就是主耶和华神的主要这个考虑点。
It, by voice,
因此他用声音跟我说
in those visions, by
在那个异象中
voice, did you say,Go tell them to repent.
回去告诉他们要悔改。
Go tell them to repent.
回去告诉他们悔改。
Then now the voice spoke through the entrance that was opened.
然后现在这个声音通过打开着的天国的门来说话。
Into heaven. And the voice said.
让圣灵说。
From today on.
从今天起。
All authority in heaven.And authority on the earth.
天和地的所有权柄都交给耶稣基督了。属灵的为水，这个呢就是他这个事工的这个初期。我们都看到了这个视频在全球这个全球服事当中，属灵的为水，我已经看过。要活出圣洁，要记住圣洁，圣洁，圣洁才把你区别开，分别开来，从这个世界当中。主啊，你是至高的神。我今天我用我预言的口来宣布了，请你把这个麦克风关一下，请麦克风关一下，玉馨姊妹，麦克风关掉。
等一下，我先听一下
哦。玉馨姊妹，把麦克风关掉。请你把麦克风关掉。月心姊妹，月心姊妹，对，天听我讲，地听我讲，听我口宣布的话。我在这宣布了四只白马的释放，雨水降下来了，哎呀， 们都知道当时限制这个这句话没有结束，就是翻译都没有翻译完这句话的时候，雨水就开始降下来。后来主让我看到他们的性罪，这个淫乱罪进到主家里头的。
Within the priesthood, the clergy,
在那、啊、祭司就是、啊、这个神职人员里头。
The pastoral community,
就牧者的会众 牧者会议。
And across the congregation.
然后会众也是的。
That to me was really evidence enough that
这对我来说是足够的一个证据。
The message the Lord was rebuking, the message that's deficient.
主传给主愿意赐给他们的信息是赤者的信息。
Of the power of the blood, the power of deliverance.
就是拯救的能力，救赎的能力。
The message that is being fronted today by the church.
现在教会要面临的这个信息。
That message was indeed the cause for now all these other sins to take root in the church.
并且这个罪就是啊、在啊、引起所有教会其他罪的一个情况，这个性罪。
Because sexual sin, as the Lord was exposed showing me.
因为。这个淫乱罪、性罪，主让我看到的。
In the church,
在教会中。
And then the falsehood, the Lord also brought it out very, very clearly.
然后呢，带过来的是虚假。
That there's rampant falsehood now.
蔓延的谎言。
In the church,
在教会中已经都建立起来了。
He talked about the false prophets in the church.
他跟我说了教会里的假先知。
The ones that are preaching about the kingdom of the earth.
这些人就是传讲地上的东西。
Leading the church and the nations to the earth.
带领教会，带领列国去这个去到地上，地上的世界。在地上怎么样过健康而富裕的生活有关的。
And not focusing the church to the kingdom of God Almighty Heaven.
他们没有让教会专注天堂神的国度。
What do I mean by this? The Lord was very concerned.About the lack of holiness in the church.
这是什么意思呢？主非常的疼痛啊、主非常的痛苦，是因为教会没有圣洁。
Very much aware that he is the God of covenant.
我们非常的知道神是圣约的神。
A powerful respecter of his covenant with man.
神非常的尊重跟人之间的圣约。
To the extent that on the final day he would stand on this word.
甚至最后的那一天，他仍然站在他的圣约。换言之，就是他的话语当中，站在神的话语之上。
But without.Holiness, no man will see the Lord.
来要审判人，就是没有圣洁，无人能见主这样的神的圣约。
So surely my being sent to the church was indeed the biggest manifestation of the love of God to the church.
因此主差遣我到教会，到列国去，这就是神巨大的洪恩的彰显。
Even unto the nation. And so.Because he was telling them, look, Jesus purchased you.
因为神说的就是看， 耶稣赎买了你
from sin.
从罪当中。
Why have you become complacent so much to the level that you've not recycled back to sin?
可是你现在为什么再回到罪中觉得这么舒服呢？
And yet you are redeemed.
可是你已经得救的呀。
You are supposed to have been delivered.
你是已经 得到救赎的。
So seeing God now clamoring, calling her back.
因此主现在呼叫。
Calling the church back.
呼叫教会归向主。
This calling.
在这呼叫当中。
And then many other sins, the witchcraft.
然后其他很多种的罪恶，比如邪术。
That's going on. I'm talking about raw witchcraft.
就我谈的就是在教会中的那种活生生的邪术。
In the church.
教会中。
The Lord also talked about, the many forms of defilement and evil.
并且主跟我说了很多种的邪恶，然后玷污。
That have now been compromised with in church.
在教会当中容忍的，并且妥协的。
In the church. To the extent that one receives the Lord.
一直到某一个人接受了主。
From the world,
从这个世界当中
enter the church,
进到了教会来
and sits in the church,
坐在教会里
even with sin,
可是仍然带着罪
comfortably,
非常舒服的
without a major transformation in character,
就是没有经过他性格他这个品质的改变他以前的样子跟进到教会里之后没有变化。
So these are the concerns the Lord was thinking about.
这就是主关心的问题。
And essentially at the end of it, the voice kept saying, tell these people to repent.
这就是主一直的跟我说告诉这些人们要悔改。
And then he now added.
然后现在加上了另一句话。
He said, tell these people to repent.
告诉这些人们要悔改。
And prepare for the coming of the Messiah.
然后要预备弥赛亚来临之路。
So now I was able to put the whole thing in one context.
现在整个一切可以放在一个一个文章里头。
To understand.
来去理解。
That this whole repentance, this whole conversation on repentance.
这整个悔改，整个有关悔改的对话。
Was indeed geared towards preparing the church for the coming of the Lord.
其实为了预备教会来迎接主的来临。
And that's when I began preaching repentance.
这就是我开始传讲悔改。
The big meetings you see we have today across the globe.
很大的聚会，我走到列国。
But in the same message on repentance.And preparing for the coming of the Lord.
那同样的信息当中就是预备主道路的。
Now the Lord began to show me in vision.
主就开始让我看到这些意象。
How the rapture of the church will take place.
就是教会的背体。教会的背体怎么样的发生。
I will come for the holy elect.
并且弥赛亚怎么样的来为了那些圣洁的被拣选的百姓。
The holy church.
圣洁的教会。
And I remember in one such vision, it was such tremendous.
我看到的这个意象非常的精彩。
To see how glorious that is.
多么的荣耀。
That is.
这个事件会多么的荣耀，就是主让我看到的。
Begin with. And of the glory that was abound also the Lord as he came for the church.
那个荣耀，主出现的时候，为了提走教会而出现的时候。
That vision.
那个意象中。
And even most importantly.
最重要的是。
The glory.With which the elect, the remnant elect church.
那荣耀就是被拣选的剩下的那个圣洁的教会。
That he took.
他提走的那个教会。
Was adorned. That church was totally covered with the glory of the Lord.
这些教会呢，彻底的被主的荣耀遮盖下来了。
So the glorious church, a spotless church.
这是荣耀的教会，没有任何玷污的污秽的教会，没有任何污秽的教会。
Church without wrinkle.
没有中文的教会
without stain,
没有任何污点的教会
church, right?
成熟的教会
church,
公义的教会。
Having seen the church the Lord had now presented to me as qualifying to be taken by him.
就是让我看到有足够的资格被神提走的这样成熟的教会的面貌。
And the condition of the current church.
然后现在教会的状态。
Then I put two together at the time.
然后同时的把两者放在一起来看。
And understood.
然后理解了。
The true dynamics of the mission.
我要做的事工是个什么样的。
Where this church is supposed to be moved from to reach this place.
就是这个教会呢要搬到这边的教会去才对。
How much work of repentance ought to be brought into the church?
那为此要带过来多么多的悔改要赐给教会。
So that she may be mature.
好让她成为成熟的。
She may clean up her stain.
要洁净自己的 污点。
Spotless and be ready.
没有任何一个污点，然后做好准备。
And today I want to, Alan, I want to mention this.
今天我要提到这一点。
The peak of it all became the vision of November 1, 2006.
就是2006年10月1号的异象。
When at 3 a.m. in the morning.
凌晨3点。
In the direction facing east.
就是朝向东边的。
The Lord finally showed me tremendous.I call it probably the threshold vision that moved everything to another level.
这是非常惊人的，就是跟其他一切意象不同的一个阶段的一个级别的。
When in that vision at 3 a.m. he opened.
凌晨三点，他打开了天。
And a lot of the glory of the Lord began to come out of heaven.
很多的荣耀从天降下来。
And the splendor of that glory,
那荣耀的就光彩
the brilliance,
非常辉煌的
began to cover the sky that had been dark.
就开始覆盖了那个天曾经是黑色的
It was totally dark.
彻底的黑暗的
It was a kind of a midnight sky.
这种好像午夜一样的
11 p.m. sky when there's pitch darkness.
就是漆黑的那种黑暗
But when heaven opened, I
可是当天堂打开的时候
the glory was coming,
我就看到了荣耀出来
and covering the sky,
然后遮盖了天
converting darkness into light,
把这个黑暗变成光这个 光明
and then immediately the voice of the Lord spoke from heaven,
然后立刻的主的声音从天堂说话
at that timeAgain, let me develop the chronology very carefully.
这个时刻，再让我再度的好好这个讲清这整个过程。
Without jumping ahead of myself, when the glory began to come out of heaven,
当天从天堂那儿荣耀出来的时候
，through the opening that the Lord opened into the dark sky,
通过那个打开的地方，就是神在那漆黑的这个夜晚上的。这个天空中打开了这个门。
Now, the glory changed the countenance of the dark sky.
这样出来的荣耀改变了晚上漆黑的这个天空的面貌。
It was becoming radiant.
开始变成发光彩。
It was becoming brilliant.
辉煌起来。
And the light was reaching the earth.
那这样一来，光抵达到地上。
I could see that the earth was receiving the light.
我已经看到了地球接受主发出来的光。
But look at this.
可是看一下。
Then from inside heaven that I was now seeing.
然后我看到了天堂的里边。
Inside heaven.
那天堂的里边。
Through the opening that was opened in the sky.
通过那打开这个地方，那个门我看到的。
I saw a tinge.
我就看到了小东西。
Little tinge.
小小的东西发光彩的就是用金做的
within the brilliance of the splendor and the majesty of God's glory
在那神尊严的威严的发光彩的辉煌的荣耀当中
now there was something that tinged more like gold gold.
那有一个小小东西发光彩，像金一样的。
Very tiny, by the way.
非常的小。
In that vision.
在那印象中，凌晨三点。
November 1,
十月一号，2006年。
But I realized that.
可是我发现那个小东西。
Towards the opening that had been opened.
那打开着的那个地方越来越接近。
And the more it moved closer.
越接近。
The larger it became.
这越大了。
To the point that when it got to the threshold of the entrance,
一直到他来到这个打开这门的这个门框。
I realized there were two wedding rings.
我就发现了这是两个婚戒。
In fact, golden, glorious, and mighty wedding rings.
强大的黄金做的荣耀的婚戒。
Absolutely identical mirror images of one another.
这两个婚戒是完全的一模一样。
And he placed them at the entrance to heaven.
把这个婚戒放在天堂的入口。
Then he began to tilt them.
就开始倾斜。
So I could see all the sides.
这样一来让我看到整个地方。
The decoration.
装饰。
That had gone.Into developing the wedding ring.
就是制作婚戒的时候、在那儿、加起来的那些装饰。
In that vision, little did I know that there was a deeper message indeed.
在那个意象当中，我就知道那里头有很深的信息。
As to every single event in the vision.
那意象中所有的一切每一个事情都有着信息。
Even the tilting of the ring.
甚至把这婚戒。反转起来
，to show me how much time Jehovah He had taken，
让我好像跟我说到耶和华神花费多长的时间来
，to prepare this wedding ring，
预备了这支婚戒
，the great adornation，
那伟大的装饰
，in fact I can describe it today。
其实我可以描述
the side that shows when one wears the ring.
当某一个人这个戴上这个戒指
it was, they were round ring, but
这是个圆圆的戒指
came to this place,
可是那个这个上边就是让人家看到的那个上边
this part that shows when one wears the wedding ring.
当这个人就戴上戒指
that part became near flat top.
那上头那边呢好像是平的很平的
And he put a lot of decoration there.
然后他在那儿做了很多的装饰
kind of gold, a diamond-like kind of
好像钻石一般的金做的装饰
gold, gold for shinier than the other.
因为其他的部分相比更加的发光彩
While the rest was brownish rich gold.
其他的部分呢好像带着褐色的那种丰盛的金做的
reddish brownish and rich gold.
红带着红色褐色的那种丰盛的金
At that place,
可是那个地方呢
it was more brilliant, it was
更加发光彩
more of a diamond-like gold.
像钻石一般的那种金
richer with little dots.
那有小小的点
all over the ring now came the dots.
当然整个戒指的表面都有一个小小的点
of gold.
那个用好像用金做的
Which when one looked from afar, looked like,
就好像远距离的看好像
droplets of water on the ring.
水、那个水、drops of water 水那个叫什么呀不好意思了啊水底水滴水滴一样的那种这个壮士
As the Lord continued showing me,
当主继续的让我看到
every single time, effort, resource,
每一个细节每一个时间所谓的一切资源
everything that went into the design and the developing of the ring,
所谓的一切为了这个就是设计并且制作这个婚戒的时候花费的。
Then now the voice spoke through the entrance that was open.
然后通过打开着的那个入口，这个声音，主的声音啊，响彻。
Into heaven, and the voice said.
声音说。
From today on.
从今天起。
All authority.
所有权柄。
In heaven.
天堂。
And authority on the earth.
和地上的。
Has been given to Christ.
都交给耶稣基督了。
And for a moment, I was shocked.
然后那个瞬间我就震惊了，因为我听到了从天堂而来的声音。然后我现在更加的理解了有关这婚戒，那有一个东西要赐给拿撒勒人耶稣基督了，那拯救者。
I became a little bit more enlightened now about the wedding ring that I was seeing in the vision.
我在异想当中看到的这个婚戒有关，我就现在更加的理解了，因为这个婚戒好像这个婚戒要赐给莫大的权柄，赐给拿撒勒人耶稣基督。
Well, after that, then the voice spoke again.
然后那个声音又说了，说
Look and see.
看哪、啊、
Who is seated on the white horse?
谁骑在白马上。
And I remember so well when I looked slightly above the two wedding rings.
然后我稍微这个超越越过这个婚戒，然后看进去那里头的时候。
Now within the threshold of heaven.
那现在这个天国门的里边了。
Then I saw the mighty, sturdy, white and glorious horse.
然后我就看到了这强大健强的啊坚壮的啊、强大的荣耀的神的白马。
I've never seen a horse of that nature.
我没有见过这样的马。
Very huge, very mighty.
非常的巨大，非常的强壮。
Very powerful.
非常的强大。
And the way the horse behaved.
这马的动作。
The demeanor, the presentation of the horse.
这马表达出来的信息。
Is what spoke it all.
就告诉我们一切了。
Because the horse was acting as in, look, I am ready to go.
因为这匹马说的话好像我已经做好准备来出发。
Because I could hear the neighing of the horse.
因为我可以听到这马的叫的声音。
I could hear, as it is ready to go.
就是准备好了，我要跑。
And the wagging of the tail could lift up the two front legs and put down.
并且挥起它的这个尾巴，然后它的前两只腿已经往上这么抬起来了。
Was ready to go.
它已经做好准备来跑。
Then for a split moment, he leapt.
然后一霎时他就跑起来了。
And when he leapt,
当他跑。
He leapt from the left hand side to the right hand side of the sky.
他从天空的从左边跑到右边
and came back.
然后再回来了。
That is when I looked to see who was seated on the white horse.
这个时候我就看见了谁骑在白马上。
Then I saw the glory of the Son of Man.
然后我就看到了人子的荣耀。在骑在白马上的。
At that time,
这个时候
the voice that said,
那个声音说了
Go tell this man,
回去告诉他们
to prepare for the coming of the Lord.
要预备主的来临。
And that's when I woke up.
这然后我醒过来了。
Now, if there is any message,That is very central at this hour.
这个时间最重要的信息。
Then it is this.
就是这个。
Because with time.
因为花了时间来。
The Lord began to expound for me.
就开始跟我公开。
To open up revelation.
打开了这个启示。
I don't know, I know a lot, but I can make this open here today.Many times when the Lord speaks to you in dreams and visions.
很多次主通过异象梦来跟我说话。
He will show you something.
他让我看到一些事情。
And even speak
并且跟我说话，按照神呼召我的呼召。可是花了时间来，他神一点一点的给我启示。
I guess probably because he thinks he knows that we may be overwhelmed.
有可能我们被这个意象压倒。